The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
Tala, who rules over you, simply find out you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, March the 8th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Bearded Trans Colleagues. And the time is 7:37 a.m. here in London. That makes it 2:37 a.m. on the east coast of America. And still yesterday at, 23 minutes to midnight on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are around the world. I'm going to do something a bit different today when it comes to shows, because I haven't done this for a while. One of the main purposes of this show, why I mention shows that I've got lined up to listen to, is I like listening to shows in the alternative media. I imagine you do too, which is why you're listening to this. So I like to share with you what I look at, what I've downloaded to listen to. Doesn't mean it's going to be any good. Doesn't mean that I'm sanctioning it, because there are certain things I listen to that if I said on this show, I could get in trouble because the laws are different in the UK from where that other show is broadcast. I like controversial things sometimes. Sometimes I like a break. For example, I'm working my way through the From Red to Black, a Homicide Life on the Street podcast, which you can find at podbean.com. And it ran for 21 episodes. It was a son and father-in-law team talking about the classic detective drama Homicide Life on the Street from the early 1990s. Sadly, the father-in-law died shortly after they did the 21st episode. But it's quite a fun breakaway from all the things that are going on in the world. So I like to, sometimes, you see, I don't get the chance to listen to everything I would like to each day. Even people that I might listen to many shows of theirs each week, I look for reasons not to listen than to listen, because I've always got other things that I can be doing, and too much of an overload of the independent or alternative media, believe me, friends, is very bad and detrimental to your health. Okay, so this is my list I go through every day. I have a little folder on my bookmarks bar called Radio. So I go to Brighteon.com to look at the Alex Jones's shows, and that's the Ron Gibson channel. Ron Gibson channel on Brighteon.com. Also on Brighteon.com, I look at the Dustin Nemos channel. And then on Rumble.com, I look at Eric Von Essex, but I only do that on a Monday, because the Rumble show that he does is on a Sunday, so it'll be up there Monday morning. He also does a show on Monday night, and that is supposed to go out on YouTube, but I've never got the YouTube link to work off his website, so he puts it up on BitChute later in the week, but you've got to leave it at least a day later. So again, you go to BitChute.com, type in Eric Von Essex. I wait till at least the Tuesday evening before I see if that's up there. Then we have the Eyes is Watching channel, again at BitChute.com. Now, this is by Steve Eyes. It's a weekly show that I found in recent months, because Jim Rizzoli put it up on his BitChute channel, and I've been listening every week since then. He generally goes out on a weekend Sunday the show's generally up, but he skipped a week recently. Last week he skipped a week, and only a few weeks earlier he skipped a week. So nothing from him for getting on for a couple of weeks, but I'm expecting something this weekend. Then there's ftjmedia.com. The shows I tend to go to there are the Siege the Day show, which you can find in the Dave Gahari row, because it's all the hosts are in rows, and they go out on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I pick them up the following day on the download. And then we have the Giuseppe Fafangulo. He does a show called The Sane Asylum on a Wednesday with Dave Scorpio that I used to listen to years ago, so I've kind of gone back there, you know, out of nostalgia, really. And then we go back to Brighteon.com. The owner of Brighteon is a guy called Mike Adams, who you probably all know from naturalnews.com. His channel is the Health Ranger Report. To give you an idea of seeing a show and not listening to it, yesterday evening he had Michael Yon on. Very simple to download. The great thing about Brighteon.com is it's the only one of these sites, platforms, where you can you can download just the MP3. So other things like Rumble and BitChute and YouTube, you have to download the video and then convert it to an MP3, which you need different tools to do that. And it's just an extra step in the process that is unnecessary. They should all have some MP3 option, but I'm not going to get on the soapbox on that. Good that Mike Adams has it on Brighteon.com. So as I say, Michael Yon show, I was like, I don't know. I think last time I'm not on board with most of the thing this guy says. Some things that are interesting. Hour and 45 minutes. So I want to listen to the guy for that length of time. So then I opened up the show description, which I can't work out because it's timestamps that don't make any sense. But you can look at it if you like. It sort of starts at 0 and goes up to 5 or something like that. And the show's an hour and 45. So I really don't know what's going on there. But anyway, there was that. And then I am a subscriber to Jeff Rents, so I have a site, rentsradio.com, where you can log in and download the shows he does Monday to Friday, just 3 hours a day. We go back to bitchute.com for Jim Rizzoli, the Jim and Diane Walk and Talk I download every day. I can't remember a time that I haven't listened to that show, and that generally goes up in the afternoon my time, so it'll be the morning for most of you, so you could probably pick this up. You know, certainly on the west coast of America, you'd be picking it up when you're getting up in the morning. I imagine it's up there. On the Mammy's website, that's grizzom.blogspot.com. Now, that is a show archival website, grizzom.blogspot.com. They put all sorts of different shows up there. That's where I get my Dennis Fetcho Inside the Eye live show each week. And I also go there. For example, when I download a Our Interesting Time show with Tim Kelly or a... Oh, what's his name? There's one up there at the moment. Dr. Kevin Barrett, he does shows with, I tend to listen to the ones he does with E. Michael Jones sometimes, and that's the website I get those from. They are a good show archival website. Mark Collett, he has a BitChute channel. He does a couple of shows a week. It sort of varies. Sometimes he does Sundays. It's all over the place at the moment. I don't think he's doing Sundays, but he tends to do Wednesdays and Fridays, so you can go there and download that. Then Michael Franzese, he has a YouTube channel, so you go over there, and it's sporadic, it's not broadcast on a particular day, so I just visit it each day. Paul English, he does a show every Thursday at paulenglishlive.com, and you click on that, and there's a variety of platforms that you can click on to download that. I choose Podhome because it's audio only. The Reese Report on rumble.com. You know Greg Reese, those short 5-minute videos that again are put up sporadically, maybe every couple of weeks, maybe every week, it varies. RepublicBroadcastingArchives.org. RepublicBroadcastingArchives.org. I listen to a lot of different people on here. I should listen to more. Richard Kerry started doing a round table on a Friday with people like Don Advo that I like to listen to. I haven't got round to it yet, but hopefully I will. And of course, that's where you get people like Dr. Patrick Slattery, Robert Ravolt, Mark Dankoff, people that I've worked with in the past. I have a lot of friends on there. And There's other shows that I'm forgetting. Jim Fetzer's got a show on there every day. Stephen Douglas White, they're on a weekend. Different things going on over there. So that's a great site to go to because they're broadcasting most of the day, every day. So you always find something to listen to and it's free to download. Then we go over to podomatic.com for the Richie Allen Show. And that broadcasts Monday to Thursday, I believe. So you can go over there. Richie from Boston, of course, the BitChute.com channel. He's probably got one of the biggest platforms out there. 10, 20-minute videos every few days, generally. So that's another place to go to. Don't worry, I'm coming to the end of the list. I hope I'm not boring you. Stu Peters on Rumble.com. Always check out what he's put out each day, and occasionally I'll download something. The rightstuff.biz. I'll go and have a look over there, but there's a particular presenter on there who, if his name's up there and he's presenting the show, then I don't listen. I only listen if he's not there. The People's Voice, that's on Rumble.com. And we know all about Rumble. And then the Not the BCFM Politics Show, which I generally listen to. It's the show I go to every Saturday. It's broadcast on Friday. Tony Gosling's having trouble with his website, he mentioned before, and I clicked on it earlier, and there's no show on it from yesterday, and I clicked on the Radio for All, forall.com page, which is another place he posts his show. There's nothing there, so I don't know if he did a show yesterday. Again, I don't know if I'm going to bother checking back, because as you can see, there's so many things for me to go through. If people haven't got the show up, I'll just move on to the next thing. True News, that's on Brighton.com again. That's, of course, the... Oh, what's his name? My mind has gone blank again, but the guy from True News. Anyway, Victor Hugo on BitChute.com. Started listening to him recently. And finally, I will click on BeforeIt'sNews.com and scroll down the front page to see if there's any shows worth listening to off there. So I hope that list is useful for you to memorise or note down. You should never be short of something to listen to if you run through that each day when you get up, as I do. Okay, so let's see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. Gonna go over to, firstly, Daily Mail. These are all Daily Mail headlines. Surprise, surprise. Treat bearded trans colleagues as women if that's what they identify as, NHS staff told. So this is obviously where I got the title of the show from. I'm going to read you the start of the article. NHS staff have been asked to treat colleagues with beards as women if they self-identify as female, it has been reported. Official guidance from NHS Scotland states employees must use the correct name and pronouns for transgender colleagues. One training scenario used by the health service asked workers to consider the fictional case of Lucy, a 29-year-old trans nurse. The character is said to be yet to formally change her name from Lee and is still producing visible facial hair. The training model explained that some staff have been hesitant to correct patients who are still using male terms to refer to Lucy. The fictional scenario is understood to have concluded with employees being told that discrimination against Lucy will not be tolerated. I thought we had to be tolerant of everything these days, but some things you can't be tolerant of if something's not going to be tolerated. It adds that it's funny, isn't it, how we're told that we've got to be tolerant, but there are certain beliefs that you can't be tolerant of. If you disagree, if you think something's right or wrong, it doesn't form to the belief, so that makes you intolerant. We're not going to tolerate your beliefs. It's so hypocritical, it's ridiculous. It adds that under equality law, Lucy's rights are protected and colleagues must use her correct name and pronouns. Scottish Tories slam the training model, which has since been updated as ludicrous and nonsensical. Well, the Tories were in power for 14 years in this country till last year. When they got in, I hadn't even heard of a trans person. Okay? Do you know what I'm saying? So for these people to start jumping up and down about this, where on earth were they when they were in power? Just goes to show what garbage the political system is. Let's move on to the next one. Prince William appears in cheerful spirits as he fires up a laptop during a visit to a mental health charity close to his and Kate Middleton's hearts. Again, this mental health angle I talked about yesterday. Rather than encourage people to overcome their difficulties, let's all get in the box with them. Oh, poor you, these sorts of things. That's the idea, because they want to keep us weak. Next, dozens seriously ill after fake drugs batch sparks police critical incident in London. Apparently, a batch of synthetic opioids circulating in London has caused 33 people to feel unwell, with 17 of them needing hospital treatment. Oh dear, how sad, never mind. Next, revealed. The five countries quietly stockpiling nukes amid fears of World War III. Well, let's just jump out down to who they are. It says officially, now this is interesting, because one of them has never admitted to having nuclear weapons. Officially, five countries, China, Pakistan, India, Israel and North Korea, have increased their nuclear stockpiles by over 700 warheads over the past 40 years. So they're the countries that this article refers to. And next, no friend of mine, but listen to these two headlines about Elon Musk. First up, Elon Musk's SpaceX Starship spirals and explodes as debris plummets to Earth, causing ground stops on flights with chaos at multiple airports. And then we have Ephraim Hardcastle. Only 150 Royal Society Fellows turn up for vote on Elon Musk membership, preventing him from being booted out. So again, this sounds like the same sort of people behind this as the one who said had the bright idea to rename your chicken Kiev to chicken K-I-V instead of K-I-E-V. It's just pathetic. And it just goes to show the petulance of these people. When this guy comes out and starts being critical of the Ukraine war, starts asking why Zelensky sanctioned the hit on Gonzalo Lira, an American journalist, and why nothing was done about that. It kind of their little pet project of the Ukraine that they're all so invested in. Oh, we have to punish this man. We have to get, oh, has he got a Royal Society Fellowship? Oh, should we get people to vote him out? Oh, that's a good idea. Let's do that. You know, it's just so childish. It's unbelievable. And finally, how many people can't speak English in your neighbourhood? Interactive map covering England and Wales in 36,000 districts reveals 43% of residents struggle with the language in one part of the country. Well, again, is this another exercise in, I've always maintained, wars will always stop. Immigration will always stop. It'll stop when whoever organised it has achieved their aim. And they'll try and make out that some great peacemakers come in and they solve the problem. Oh, it's so great and wonderful. Well, give this person a Nobel Prize. It's all nonsense. It stops when what they set out to achieve has been achieved. In the same way that if a company wants to get rid of 20,000 people, they go to the union and say they want to get rid of 30,000 people, because then the union can say that they got a victory by getting them to only get rid of 20,000 people. It's all theatre. It's all lies, and we have been lied to constantly by our respective governments. And as for an article like this, this seems to be provocative to me. This seems to be, oh, do you realise that 43% of residents in some part of the country can't speak English? You know, what are you going to do about it? Let's you and them fight. That's where I see this article trying to take people. And I maintain that when you have immigrants coming over from war-torn parts of the world, you know, the sort of parts of the world where you can't pick up a phone, well, never mind go to get a hamburger at a McDonald's, because people are too lazy to do that now. They type into their computer, get a Deliveroo or something like that, DoorDash, something like that, get it delivered. They're too lazy to even go to get a fast food meal. They have to have it delivered to them while they're probably still in their pyjamas at home. It is pathetic. But these people who come in, who don't get any of those luxuries, who do you think is going to be better placed, have more experience to deal with a harsh environment if we suddenly do start having food shortages, if people are competing for things in the street, who do you think is going to get the lion's share of that? Because they're going to be more used to having to struggle to feed themselves. It ain't going to be the people who sit in bed dialing up Deliveroo and DoorDash to have their food delivered to them. And that, again, is exactly why these companies were allowed to be put into existence. Funnily enough, I was in a McDonald's recently and I was waiting. All these people are complaining because we were waiting like 20 minutes. It was ridiculous. And it was half term week. And there was some woman at the front and she said, because they've got their little areas now in these restaurants for all these drivers on of these apps that deliver the food. And she said to me, she said, they deal with them first because if they don't get the food in time, they get fined. So they put us to the back of the queue and I don't think this should be allowed. I think that there should be particular places that should only deal with these people that they go to get the food. You know, like they could go to a warehouse type of place, not an individual shop. Doesn't seem to be on to me that suddenly we're waiting longer because these people are sat at home ordering food from their phone. It's a joke. Okay, so let's see how the mainstream media is developing today. Associated Press, we'll start with that. APnews.com. Oh, top story. Let's see if this has finally been clarified for us. Gene Hackman died at home a week after wife Betsy Arakawa died from hantavirus. Authorities say, what is hantavirus, the infection that killed Betsy Arakawa, Gene Hackman's wife? Well, this is the first time I've seen this story, so these are my immediate thoughts. He was 95, I believe, was in a wheelchair. So if she suddenly died of this virus, then it sounded like he probably died of neglect. It's very sad to think, but if he couldn't function without her, he's been sat in a wheelchair, unable to feed or drink or feed himself drink, stuff like that, for a week and has expired due to neglect. Not her fault, obviously, but they didn't have a backup plan in place, you know, when you, presumably, she was only in her early 60s, didn't think that anything like that was needed just yet. But then again, they might be finding tunnels under his house again. Who knows what the independent media will cook up out of this headline. Let's move on to BBC News, see what's going on with the top 10 stories. Before we do, Russian strike kills 11 in town near Donetsk, Ukraine says. So, again, this is a regular thing I've been seeing over the last few days. Oh, Russian atrocities, and I think Trump has said, you know, Russia, you better do a ceasefire, all these sorts of things that could all be ramping up for war again. So it just blows hot and cold and hot and cold, constantly keeping us on edge, which is where they want us, so that we don't actually look at them for as the people who are causing the problems. Is Trump reining in Musk after a cabinet showdown with secretaries? Putin's dirty work in UK and honey trap spies. That's the, I believe, what the papers say. Yeah, it is. That's the What the Papers Say article. So you can see all the mainstream media getting on board with the government-sanctioned narrative. Let's move on to see what the top story is on the Daily Mail at the moment. Let's have a guess. Is it Ukraine? No. It's Gene Hackman again. Gene Hackman's lonely end. Hollywood legend spent a week starving with advanced Alzheimer's after wife Betsy Arakawa died of a rat-borne disease and may never have realised he was dead, presume she was dead. So, yeah, sounds like I was right. He starved because his wife, who was also his carer, wasn't there to care for him. Very sad ending. Let's move on to the independent news section of the show. Go over to RT.com. Ukrainian nationalists commemorate Nazi collaborator Roman Shukovich and his forces were implicated in the mass murder of Jews and Poles during World War II. So that's the top story on RT.com today. Let's go over to Rents.com, see what's going on over there. Excuse me. Scroll down. Everybody should get rid of their nuclear weapons. This is Trump. This is the top story. And then we've got furious Russia condemns European threat and compares Macron to Hitler and Napoleon after EU agrees massive war chest to rearm and France offers to protect continent with its nuclear weapons. Well, again, it's interesting how Russia never condemns the actions of its Soviet Union soldiers, or the likes of Ulia Ehrenberg, who would put things together, encourage them to rape German women, that sort of stuff. You never hear any condemnation of that coming out of Putin's mouth. In fact, for years, they tried to cover up that massacre in Poland that was constantly blamed on the Germans. In the end, they admitted that they did it very quietly. Don't forget, they still have Lenin in open casket on show there, I believe. So they haven't let this communist past go. And the other thing is, I will take my hat off to them. It's the cleanest subway station I've ever seen. But they've still got all the architecture up from the communist era, celebrating all that. So whilst I was there, it seemed like a very free and nice place. I went to St. Petersburg twice. I was able to walk around freely and it seemed clean, seemed Western. But there are other things, you know, going on behind the scenes that maybe aren't as nice and fluffy as some people in the independent media choose to tell us that they are. HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Let's go over there. Breaking news, Ukraine completely surrounded in Kursk. Russia told surrender by tomorrow or die. So things could be... something major could happen this weekend, I suppose. In the end, it'll happen if the people in control of both sides want it to happen and tell you that this is why it happened. Like an archduke getting shot calls World War One. You know, sort of little nonsense like that. Let's move on to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website. Wait for that to load up. See what's going up. Video at the top. Is this the last phase before AI government? By Truthstream Media. That's a 22-minute video, if you want to go and have a look at that. The controlled demolition of the US is fully underway while saturated in a WrestleMania environment. That is an article by Gary D. Barnett. Featured music is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I'm not big on classical music, but I've certainly heard of that guy. And they've got a paedophile Jeffrey Epstein paedophile arrest counter meme, which is 0000 is what it's at. And I imagine it's going to remain at that level for some considerable time to come. Let's move on to censored.news, Mike Adams' news aggregate website. Obviously, yesterday's show is at the top, the bulk of which, I believe, was occupied by that Michael Yon interview. Less than half in the United States now sympathetic towards Israelis. That's the second headline down. And let's jump over to the beforeitsnews.com website and close out this show with the Before It's News top 10. So I wait for that to load up, and it just has. Number 10 went up 9 hours ago, 118 people viewing. Simon Parks and Nino, urgent emergency. All hell is breaking loose in 48 hours. Number 9, well up 10 hours ago, 119 people viewing SG Anon update, explosive news for us all. Number 8, went up a day ago, 164 people viewing Benjamin Fulford and Scott McKay, bombshell military tribunals begin. Number 7, went up 4 hours ago, 167 people viewing WTPN situation update, Trump assassination attempt docs, CIA tried to kill Trump twice. Number 6 went up 52 minutes ago, 168 people viewing Judy Byington unredacted, high alert, Trump, Musk, Doge have found out that chemtrail pilots, and then the headline runs out. Number 5 went up 10 hours ago, 185 people viewing, and we know, Trump stopping trafficking, America for sale, get ready red carpet event. Number four went up 9 hours ago, 256 people viewing. Michael Jaco, breaking news, what's really going on? Number three went up 6 hours ago, 322 people viewing. That's an interesting number. New X22 report, March the 7th. Trump just cut off the deep state from Intel and exposed, get rid of the pop-up, and exposed Ukraine, son of all fears, 2025. Number two went up 11 hours ago, 432 people viewing. Anonymous just leaked what they are hiding in the Vatican. And number one went up 8 hours ago, 488 people viewing. Nino, cartels are preparing for war. Pete Hegseth begins preparations with military 2025. Okay, let's call it a show. I want to thank all of you for joining me this Saturday, March the 8th, 2025, for a show entitled Bearded Trans Colleagues. This show will be back with you on Monday. It'll be the traditional Christian message tomorrow. So until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and bye for now.